USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Efforts are underway on Sunday to resume evacuations of injured Gazans and foreign nationals through the Rafah crossing to Egypt that were suspended since Saturday after a deadly attack on an ambulance, according to Egyptian, U.S., and Qatari officials. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas demanded an immediate Israeli ceasefire at a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Ramallah, while Gaza's health ministry said at least 47 people died in a strike on a refugee camp overnight. The Rafah crossing to Egypt's Sinai Peninsula is the only exit point from Gaza not controlled by Israel. Evacuations began on Wednesday under an internationally brokered deal. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden went to Maine on Friday to grieve with the community still reeling from a mass shooting that left 18 people dead and 13 wounded. They met with survivors and stopped at Sheminji's Bar, one of the shooting locations, to lay flowers at a memorial there, followed by remarks at the bowling alley that was also one of the shooting scenes.
No pain's the same, but we know what it's like to lose a piece of our soul, and the depths of a loss is so profound. Some of us have been there.
Then he took a moment to pay respect to the victims and renew his call for greater gun control measures. The entire Trump family is practically taking a stand in New York City.
Eric Trump testified last week in his father's civil fraud trial, passionately defending his family.
We haven't done a damn thing wrong, and they dragged Don and I into it as collateral damage.
Ivanka Trump requested to be excused from testifying, saying that it was the middle of a school week, and as a mom, it would cause her undue hardship. Her appeal was dismissed, and she will take the stand on November 8th. Their father, former President Donald Trump, expected to take the witness stand when the trial resumes in Manhattan tomorrow. I'm Corey Myers.
Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti becomes the first woman to lead the U.S. Navy as Chief of Naval Operations and will also be the first woman to hold a permanent position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Her nomination has now been confirmed by the Senate. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The FDA is cautioning against the use of some popular over-the-counter eye drops.
The drops are from prominent brands like CVS Health, Rite Aid, Target Up and Up, Velocity Pharma, Leader, and Rugby. The agency has identified a potential risk of eye infections that could lead to vision loss or blindness. The warning comes after investigators discovered unsanitary conditions and positive bacterial test results in critical drug production areas of the manufacturing facility. I'm John Schaefer.
A 63-foot Norway spruce from West Virginia's Allegheny Mountains is en route to the U.S. Capitol's West Lawn for the 2023 Christmas tree. The tree was chosen by Jim Kaufman, director of Capitol Grounds, and was harvested in Monongahela National Forest. After making several stops in West Virginia cities, the tree will be decorated with handcrafted ornaments from the state's residents and lit up after Thanksgiving as part of the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree tradition. CBS is nearly sold out of Super Bowl commercial slots, a departure from the usual last-minute rush. That's a change from previous years, where ad space was often sold closer to the game time, mainly due to cheaper options like Thursday Night Football. CBS is pricing at around $7 million for a 30-second spot is consistent with the 2023 big game broadcast. Willie Nelson is 90 years old and still going strong. He is the oldest person to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it happened just this week. And he showed up for the ceremony. In case you missed it, it's on demand at Disney+. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.